Jammu na thira ha 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 This morning. It was kind of spontaneous. Thank you. You did great. It was really wonderful. Came in at the right time. Thank you. I was thinking maybe I surprised you too much. Okay, good. Thank you. So, first canto, I'm sorry, first chapter. Verses 32 to 35. This is observing the armies. So this is four verses together here. So for the Sanskrit, we'll do the first one. Kim no rajena govinda. Kim bogar jivatena bha. Yesa martam kangsitam no rajamboga sukhani cha kim no rajena govinda kim boga jivitena va yesa marte kangsitam no Rajam Goba Rajam Boga Sukhani Cha Kim no Rajena Govinda Kim Boga Jivitena Va Yesa Marte Kangsitam No Rajam Goboga Sukhani Cha Ladies, thank you. wonderful word. So this is four verses. Kim, what use na to us Rajyena is the kingdom Govinda, O Krishna. Kim, what bogai enjoyment jivitena living va either yesam of who are they for the sake kaksitam is desired na by us rajyam kingdom boga material enjoyment sukhani all happiness cha also te all of them ime these avastitaha situated you day on this battlefield pranan lives taktwa giving up danani riches cha also acharya teachers pitara fathers putra sons tata as well as eva certainly cha also pitamaha grandfathers matula maternal uncles swasura father-in-laws let's see here pautra shyalaya brothers-in-laws sambandinaha relatives tata as well as etan all these na never hatum to kill itchami do I wish gananta being killed api even madhusudanam O killer of the demon Madhu, Krishna, api, even if Trilokya of the three worlds, Rajyasya, for the kingdom, Heto, in exchange, Kim Nu, what to speak of, Mahi Krite, for the sake of the earth, Nihatya, by killing Dharastram, the sons of Dhritarashtra, na, our, ka, what, priti, pleasure, syat, will there be, Janardana, O maintainer of all living entities. So Arjuna is addressing Krishna in different ways here, so you can see throughout the purport as we read it, he calls him by different names. O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, father-in-law, grandsons, brother-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them even in exchange of the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure we will derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra. So Arjuna continues to express his reasons why, or what he feels are important, why he should not engage in this fight. And so he addresses Krishna as Govinda, Madhusudana, and O maintainer of all living entities. So you can see he's indicating something by these different ways to address the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Arjuna has addressed Lord Krishna as Govinda because Krishna is the object of all pleasure for the cows and senses. By using this significant word, Arjuna indicates that Krishna should understand what will satisfy Arjuna's senses. But Govinda is not meant for satisfying our senses. If we try to satisfy the senses of Govinda, however, then automatically our own senses are satisfied. Materially, everyone wants to satisfy his senses, and he wants God to be the order supplier for such satisfaction. The Lord will satisfy the senses of the living entity as much as they deserve, but not to the extent that they may covet. When one takes the opposite way, namely one tries to satisfy the senses of Govinda, without desire to satisfy one's own senses, then by the grace of Govinda, all desires of the living entity are satisfied. Arjuna's deep affection for community and family members is exhibited here partly due to his natural compassion for them. He is therefore not prepared to fight. Everyone wants to show his opulence to his friends and relatives, but Arjuna fears that all his relatives and friends will be killed on the battlefield, and he will be unable to share his opulence after victory. This is a typical calculation of material life. The transcendental life, however, is different. Since a devotee wants to satisfy the desires of the Lord, he can, Lord willing, accept all kinds of opulence for the service of the Lord. And if the Lord is not willing, he should not accept a farthing. Arjuna did not want to kill his relatives, and therefore, if there were any need to kill them, he desired that Krishna kill them personally. At this point, he did not know that Krishna had already killed them before their coming into the battlefield, and that he was only to become an instrument for Krishna. This fact is disclosed in the following chapters. A natural devotee of the Lord, Arjuna did not like to retaliate against his miscreant cousins and brothers, but it was the Lord's plan that they should all be killed. The devotee of the Lord does not retaliate against the wrongdoer, but the Lord does not tolerate any mischief done to the devotee by the miscreants. The Lord can excuse a person on his own account, but he excuses no one who does harm to his devotees. Therefore, the Lord was determined to kill the miscreants, although Arjuna wanted to excuse them. Om agyan timirandasya gina jina salakaya chaksu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa gadamayam tadanti swam padantikam Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyare Sitarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Arjuna continues to express his bewilderment about Krishna's instructions by giving very materialistic interpretations of how, by not fighting, it will be more beneficial. So what is he saying? That by not doing my duty, it will be more beneficial than doing my duty. Of course, he's faced with a challenge. And what is that challenge? He has to be the instrument to destroy the lives of those, as he mentions here, fathers, brothers, sons, family members, well-wishers, friends, people who are very dear to him. So he's faced with a pretty difficult instruction, and therefore overwhelmed with compassion. Prabhupada mentions a few things in this regard, in that it apparently seems that Arjuna is right in one way and wrong in another way. Prabhupada makes the point that it's natural that the devotee has a soft heart. A devotee is naturally soft-hearted and kind towards all others. And so, to think about destroying others for one's own benefit is something that doesn't enter the mind of a devotee. A devotee always thinks of the benefit of others. So he's naturally concerned and compassionate for the lives of others, although they are miscreants or wrongdoers. They have transgressed the proper etiquette and are avaricious, greedy. They're looking for something that doesn't belong to them, and so they require some type of punishment. But still, being compassionate and being related to them, Arjuna gives these reasons why he shouldn't fight. Because even if we do win, we will only win the earth. Even if I win the universe, it still wouldn't satisfy me. So he's really saying that I don't see any good in this. There's nothing good about this. Now, Prabhupada makes the point that in one sense, we see the good quality of Arjuna in the sense that he is soft-hearted and doesn't want to cause harm to others unnecessarily. And at the same time, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the source of all existence, is asking him to do the opposite. So, in one sense, he's showing a good quality, but in another sense, because it doesn't, what we say, synchronize with or align themselves with the Lord's instruction, Arjuna is condemned for being ignorant or not understanding his duty like that. So there's some kind of two things are opposite here. He has a good quality, but his good quality is not appreciated. Or not seen as a good quality in this particular situation. Because they deserve to be destroyed because of their transgressions and greediness, usurping the kingdom unfairly, and causing harm to Draupadi, and also doing other things to the Pandavas that were quite heinous, trying to kill them in so many different ways. Still, he wants to excuse them. He wants to excuse him and then go on. But Krishna says no. So sometimes people say, well, you know, here's a person that wants to be peaceful. God is inciting him to war. So what kind of God is this? He's inciting a peaceful man to engage in fighting like this. But then again, we have to understand, what is the higher principle? The higher principle is the Lord knows ultimately what is the benefit of others. And so he understands that, because everyone will die anyway. And Krishna kills everybody. That's called the death of the body. That happens to everybody. So if they die in retribution of their sinful activities, then they become free from the reactions of their sinful activities. And therefore, if they don't, and they go on in life and die a natural death, then in their next life, they will also have to pay for the sin in the previous life and suffer tremendously. So there has to be some, what we say, reaction to a sinful activity. And that reaction is concomitant or parallel to the severity of the act. So therefore, Arjuna is asked to be the Lord's instrument in the fight. Now, Arjuna is us. Now, of course, we won't be put in a position to kill our relatives. Lord Chaitanya's mission is much different. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to kill the mentality and not kill the body through propagating. See, there's astra or shastra and shastra. There's shastra and shastra. Shastra means weapon, shastra means scripture. So in this case, it's shastra, but then there is shastra, destroying the wrong mentality by giving them transcendental knowledge or giving them the Krishna's mercy in the form of the holy name. So we are on the battlefield of life here, trying to become Krishna consciousness, but we're also asked to help change the minds and lives of the conditioned souls through the process of shastra, or weapon. So, because the word shastra and shastra are spelled the same, but the emphasis is on the different syllables. So we, the weapon in this age is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is seen, what is that verse? Krishna Varna Tusa Krishna Sangopanga Saparshadam Yagnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. So in that verse, it explains that Lord Chaitanya appears with his weapons, his associates, his confidential servants, and others. So his weapon is actually his beautiful bodily form, which attracts the minds of all, everyone, and his message. And what does that mention? Krishna Varna Tusa Sangopanga Saparshana Yagyai Sankirtanai Praya. So in this age, the yagya of this age is to chant Hare Krishna with a Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chanting the holy names of the Lord destroys all bad qualities and awakens all good qualities like that. Because in this age, Kali Kaler Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, Krishna has advented, incarnated in the sound of his name. Nama Chintamani Krishnas, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purnya Sudo Nitya Mukta Abhinna Tvam Nami Nami No. So the name of Krishna and Krishna is the same. There is no difference. But there is an added element of mercy in Krishna's name that is not in Krishna. So Krishna's name is greater than Krishna. What is that element of mercy? Is that if you commit an offense to Krishna, the only way you can be relieved of that offense is to chant Krishna's name. One cannot do prayaschitta or atonement in any other way in this age than by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Any other forms of prayaschitta are incomplete and only remove some of the reaction of the activity. But the holy name of Lord not only purifies one from the reactions of sinful activities, but situates one's in transcendence both. This is the power of Krishna's holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the message in this age for bringing spiritual life to the conditioned souls in this age to chant Hare Krishna. But to chant Hare Krishna with a desire to purify the heart, with a desire to please Krishna, with a desire to awaken our natural love for Krishna. So this is the mercy in this age. So anyone, no matter how severe one has committed offense, if they simply carefully with attention, chant the holy names of the Lord, one can be relieved of the reactions of sinful activity, except one offense. And that is, if one offends a Vaishnava, then one has to do retribution to the Vaishnava and pray for that forgiveness from the Vaishnava. That's the only offense that the holy name cannot relieve. That's because Krishna is very dear to the Vaishnava, and the Vaishnava is very dear to Krishna. So one who offends a Vaishnava offends Krishna. And even Krishna's holy name cannot fully relieve one of that reaction. So one should be very careful not to offend the Bodhisattva. And how do we do that? By always practicing the proper mood of devotional service, and that is a mood of service. When we have the mood of service rather than the mood of enjoyment, the mood of enjoyment is natural for each living being, but that enjoyment, as is mentioned here in this verse, comes by satisfying Krishna. When we satisfy Krishna, we enjoy. Why? Where is the calculation? Where is the connection? Because we are connected to Krishna. We are part of Krishna. We are never separated from Krishna. We can forget about that connection, but the connection can never be broken. So when we awaken the connection through devotion, then by chanting the holy names of the Lord, everything becomes wonderful. This is the mercy in this age. Some people ask, well, what is, give me some mercy. Here's the mercy. One of my godbrothers, very senior devotee, he preaches and he has many disciples. And he was telling me that many devotees were coming to him with problems. So many problems. This problem, that problem, this problem, that problem. And so he was trying to help them in whatever way he could. But then he decided, I'm going to do something. I'm going to give every class for the next year, and he was a regular preacher, on the holy name. I'm only going to talk about the holy name for 1 year, every class. I mean, that would be a few hundred classes or more. And so that's what he did. And he told me, after the 1 year, more than 50% of the problems were gone. So what is our problem? We're not attached to Krishna's holy name. So we need to develop that attachment. How do you get attachment to Krishna's holy name? You can do it in two ways. One is gradual and one is more immediate. The gradual one is by chanting. The more we chant, the more we chant, practice the chanting and avoid the offenses that come, then we develop ruchi, or taste for that holy name, because the holy name is sweet. It's like sugar candy. But as it says in the Nectar of Instructions, that living entity is covered by a disease called jaundice. And if you have jaundice, even though you're given sugar candy, it doesn't taste sweet. It tastes bitter. But because sugar cane is a cure for jaundice, it becomes the means for bringing the sweetness back at the same time. So as the jaundice patient uses the medicine of sugar cane, the sweetness returns automatically. And then when we chant the holy names of the Lord, we can connect with Krishna in a real way. We feel the presence of Krishna. The mind becomes peaceful, the mind becomes happy, the mind becomes free from anxiety. All material sufferings go far away for a devotee. So this is the chanting. The more quicker way to develop a taste for chanting, and this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is to serve great souls. Shushrusha Saradanasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi Shanmiyat Seva Vipra Purnyatirtana Sevana. By serving great souls, great service is done. And by such service, one gets an affinity, a natural attraction, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. So by serving the devotees, one will awaken a taste for chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then the next verse, Srinvata Svakata Krishna Purnya Shravana Kirtanaha Ridantosto Yapadarani Vindunoti Suhitsan. And Krishna sees, oh, this devotee is serious. He wants to develop attraction for me. So he, Krishna, who's situated in everyone's heart, God is situated in your heart, he clears away all the obstacles and all the material contaminations, and our natural taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord becomes revealed, awakened. And so this is the process. So Arjuna, he's got so many apparently good, sound reasons for not fighting, but Krishna's listening, but he's not agreeing with Arjuna. He's giving him a chance. It's like sometimes when somebody really wants to say something and you know they're going to say it anyway, you just listen, and then you say, okay, are you finished? Okay, my turn, now you listen. And sometimes mothers go through that with children. The children give all their, you know, proposals, and the mothers, okay, now you're done. Here's what you're supposed to do. So it's like that. So Arjuna, Krishna is very compassionate. He's listening to the arguments of Arjuna, and he's patiently waiting for Arjuna to finish. And then he destroys each of the arguments very nicely and establishes that ultimately that I have come to establish religious principles, and these persons who are known as your cousins, brothers, and relatives are obstacles in this, in bringing religious principles, so they must be removed. So therefore, as it says in this purport, Arjuna doesn't have to kill them, they are already killed. They're killed in two ways. One, by their own activities, and then the other way is that even if Arjuna doesn't do it, somebody else will. We can use that same analogy in our Krishna consciousness movement. We could, what did Lord Chaitanya say? He said, in every town and village, the chanting of the holy name will spread. So what does that mean? That if you don't do it, somebody will do it. But the difference is, if you do it, you get the credit, you get the purification, you get a chance to go back to Godhead. But if you don't do it, it's your loss, but if it's still, it will be done by the grace of the Lord. Any questions? We're right at 7 o'clock almost. Questions? No? Sridhar, you have a question? Yeah? No? No questions? Okay.
It's like to be or not. This is Arjuna's to be or not to be. Only that's not the question, because we're eternal.
Right.
So he just can't figure out how to exist.
Yeah. Either way, Prabhupada says in the previous verse that he's going to the forest, but he will not find satisfaction there either. So he has to fight, otherwise he will never find fulfillment. We have to do our duty to Krishna. It's required. Somehow, if you don't do your duty to your family members and friends, you can somehow go on in life. But if you don't do your duty to Krishna, then your life becomes difficult. Like that. So, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Blessing, Guru Maharaj.